Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The day is starting with clear skies and a gentle breeze across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv will enjoy a sunny day, while Jerusalem might see some clouds rolling in later. Haifa can expect warm temperatures, perfect for those heading outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that former President Trump agreed to include Lebanon in a regional ceasefire. Despite this, attacks continue in Lebanon as the IDF targets Hezbollah. Also, Mariv reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered direct negotiations with Lebanon. This aims at disarming Hezbollah and normalizing relations. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms that Netanyahu, with encouragement from U.S. President Trump, is pushing for these talks. The U.S. urged scaling back strikes in Lebanon amid talks with Iran. Separately, Axios notes that Netanyahu's decision followed U.S. pressure. Witkoff, a U.S. advisor, asked Netanyahu to reduce strikes and start negotiations. And finally, from JTA, the ceasefire with Iran is under threat as the IDF continues operations in Lebanon. European leaders insist the truce must include Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News_EN reports just minutes ago that red alert sirens have been activated in northern Israel, including the Haifa area. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya Eng reports that former Iranian Foreign Minister Kamal Karazi has died. Iranian media previously reported he was seriously injured in U.S.-Israeli attacks. Katurd II, a social media personality, expresses amusement at a recent post by Trump. The post has sparked laughter and reactions online. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Israel Hayom reveals Trump's inclusion of Lebanon in the ceasefire discussions. Despite diplomatic efforts, IDF operations continue. This raises concerns about escalating tensions in the region, affecting civilians caught in crossfire. Turning to Netanyahu's negotiations, Mariv and I-24 News both report the Prime Minister has shifted strategy towards direct talks with Lebanon. The goal is disarmament of Hezbollah and improved relations. This diplomatic move could reshape regional alliances with significant implications for peace efforts. Meanwhile, Axios highlights U.S. influence in these developments. The U.S. urged Israel to reduce military actions as negotiations with Iran gain momentum. A successful dialogue could stabilize the region and reduce hostilities. On the economic front, CTEC reports that Torque CEO Ofer Smodari emphasizes the importance of adaptability in business. This insight comes as part of the Growth Plus project by Calculist and Poalim Tech. Separately, Mariv discusses potential financial pitfalls of returning to work prematurely. Attorney Shmulevitz warns that not adhering to the minimum work period could lead to monetary losses. And finally, Globes reports a profit warning has negatively impacted Maytronics' stock. Kibbutz Yisrael, which controls the company, faces significant paper losses over 5 years. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.